Hi there. Once again, my name is Chris, and this is my beautiful wife, Camille, and we're from the staff of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. We want to thank you for joining us at the Believers Academy. Today, we will continue our study, Favor, the Way to the Top. We are now on our fourth lesson in this series, The Favor of God is Powerful. Camille, what can we expect to learn today?
Well, Chris, have you ever wondered about the assignment that God has given you, or even what that assignment is? You can be assured that God has not only given you that assignment, He has prepared everything you need to complete it. When you obey Him, you have the grace, power, and favor you need to accomplish it. Are you excited to learn more? Before we get started, don't forget about the free downloads available for you below this video. If you miss an important point, or if you just want to hear it again, you can rewind or pause so you can get it all. Let's join our teachers now. Ready, set, go.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. Welcome to Thursday's edition of the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Let's have a word of prayer. We'll get right into today's Bible lesson. Father, thank you, sir. We open our hearts. We open our minds. Oh, glory to God. We're hungry, Lord. Praise God. And we receive it. You said if we hunger and thirst, you'd fill us. And we receive a fill-up today in the name of Jesus. Amen. Welcome with me, Brother Bill Winston. Praise God. You know, I'm going to tell you something, preacher.
Yes, sir.
It don't take you long to get me stirred up. I think you and I can pretty well stay stirred
up. This is good stuff.
Oh, I'll tell you, Bill, I get so excited over it. You know, Brother Hagin used to say, boys, it's the words you get excited about that works for you. Well, I'm excited about this. Amen. Bill, let's go to the book of Exodus, chapter 3. Right. You were talking about that.
Sir. Yes, sir. Now, this is where the children of Israel are being released from this bondage or captivity in Egypt. And now God is speaking to them. He's talking about their being released. Verse 19, I'll start there. And he said, and I am sure that the king of Egypt will not let you go, no, not by a mighty hand. Now, this is what people don't realize sometime in the world. It is not in Satan's DNA to let you go.
No.
If he's got you in debt, it's not in his DNA to let you go.
No, no.
You know what I mean? He's not going to
just... If he said it was, he lied.
So you're going to have to break out. Praise. Yeah. You're going to have to use his word get deliverance. Now, it said in verse 20, and I'll stretch out my hand and smite Egypt with all my wonders, which I will do in the midst thereof. And after that, he will let you go. And I'll give this people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. And it shall come to pass that when you go, you shall not go empty. But every woman shall borrow of her neighbor and of her that sojourneth in her house, jewels of silver, jewels of gold, and raiment. And ye shall put them on your sons and upon your daughters, and you shall spoil the Egyptians. My Lord.
Do you see God's idea and concept? And he never changes now.
Okay.
You shall not go empty.
Yes, sir.
You don't want his people empty.
My goodness.
You want them full. Strong. You know, God needs, according to the New Testament.
Yeah.
Everywhere I look in there, I see where God don't need me weak. Mm. He says, be strong, be courageous.
He does.
Strong in faith, giving glory to God, not staggering at the promises of God. He don't need me broke and poor. He needs us strong enough financially, strong enough spiritually. The scripture says a strong spirit will get you through trouble and affliction. So he needs us strong in the spirit, strong mentally, strong physically, healed and well, able to do what he called us to do, strong financially. To do those things, why? That is, people not go empty. Amen.
One day of favor is worth a lifetime of labor.
Say it again.
One day of favor is worth a lifetime of labor.
Oh, glory to God. Yes.
One day of favor. I mean, that's how powerful the favor of God is.
All those years, they wound up destitute and with nothing. And one day, took them out of there. Everybody healed. Everybody well.
That's true, isn't it?
And everybody had plenty.
My goodness.
And kissed that Egyptian deal goodbye.
Man. That was something. Oh. Favor did that.
Favor did that. I'll tell you something else too. I didn't see this for a long time. When Joshua sent his recon team out before they attacked.
Yep.
Now this is after all that original bunch is all gone. And they went to Rahab's place, Rahab the harlot. And they make a point of knowing that it's Rahab the harlot.
That's right.
Rahab
let you
the
know.
Harlot. They let you know that because her repentance brought her into the lineage of Jesus.
You sure did.
Yeah. And that in itself just, it makes me want to stop and really shout and preach on that a while. But here's the point. They got in there and they finally got over there in that land where all the giants were. She said, "We've been wondering where you guys were. We heard about what happened to the Red Sea."
She sure did.
That's she said, good. "Our hearts melted in us. Them giants are standing over there. They're calling this group giants. The giants are coming. Them God people are coming. They wasn't seeing grasshoppers. They said, we are grasshoppers in their sight. Who said so? They didn't go talk to none of them. They don't know that. They saw themselves as grasshoppers is the point that I'm making here. But here's the thing. When God commands you to do something or go someplace, He's already working on His grace and favor. If you would just accept it.
That's good. That's good.
His grace and favor is already plowing the ground for you. Mm. He's already setting it up. There's already some guy sitting there thinking, "I sure wish I had somebody to help me with this." Mm. And he's working that for you. But if you're hanging back, "Well, I couldn't, like that, I don't know. I don't have any education." Good!
That's right.
Amen!
Now you won't try to do it yourself.
Yeah. He's working it for you already. All you need to do is say, "Sir, if this is your command, I'm yours to command. If you command me, then you've authorized me to go do it."
That's exactly right. That's it.
So, I received the command. Now, if you've commanded me to do it, I received the command. That means there is available to me the grace, the power, the money, whatever it is available to me because you commanded me to go do it, and you'd never let me go empty. That's right there, isn't it?
Right there.
Grace. A lifetime laid out in front of you.
And that same favor opened up the Red Sea.
Yeah, it did.
I'm telling you.
Yes, it did.
It'll open doors that can't be opened. That's why favor is so powerful. I mean, think about it. Let's say a person is a Christian screenwriter in Hollywood. Want to open a door now to get this movie going. Or a person is an executive for their own company. But they need some business. They need this contract. They need this door to be open. I'm saying this favor, practically, it can be applied in all these people's lives. And even it'll in Esther's life. Here was the favor in Esther chapter 5.
And the king pointed the scepter at her and granted her favor and said, Esther, what will you have me do? For I will give it to you up to half of my kingdom. Well,
now, God didn't start to work on him after she got in there.
That's exactly
right. He'd been working on him all the time he's telling Esther to go.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes, sir.
And not only that, Brother Copeland, but she ended up having him to change the laws so that the children of Israel could be at peace.
He sure did.
Change the favor will cause people in high authority to change laws for your benefit.
Bill, there was a young man years ago that got born again. Now, if I'm remembering this correctly, I think he got born again in the county jail. He got arrested. Excuse me. And anyway, he was a young Christian. And they sent him on to penitentiary. And he got a hold of the word of faith. He got to believe in God. And he got to inquiring of the Lord and seeking him out. And the Lord told him that when he's going to release him. So he just started saying it. Oh, yeah, I'm going to be gone by whatever it was. And they said, no, you can just, there ain't no way. Yeah, I believe the Lord showed me that. Well, no, there ain't no way. I don't care if the Lord did show it to you, because the law in this state says you cannot be paroled in less than, whatever it was, 3 years, I remember. Well, less than 3 years. And so he said, well, I just know what the Lord told me. Just a short time before that time came, they had a special session of the legislature. And one of the things they did in that special session, they shortened the parole time. And he was one of the first ones they let out. I don't tell me that God didn't change that law because that kid got hold of that. Now,
Brother Copeland, over in Isaiah, chapter 33, he says something here that I just keep it in front of my mind all the time. In verse 22, for the Lord is our judge.
Oh, yeah.
The Lord is our lawgiver, and the Lord is our king. He will save or deliver us. My goodness.
Isn't that outstanding?
He rules over everything.
I just saw something. If you're thinking, yeah, but, you know, look at me. I mean, I've been a motorcycle gangster and a drunk and a dope fiend and all da-da-da-da-da, you know. I ain't never done nothing for God. I mean, I don't have no favor with God. Well, now, wait a minute. It says he gave them favor.
That's
and they didn't earn the favor.
It.
He gave it to them. Look, I don't care what kind of crook you be. I don't care. All of that is put aside.
Yes, sir.
He gives you favor, and then he treats you like you earned and deserved it.
You know, grace is a gift. Faith is a gift. Favor is a gift. This is all what God gives you, all by grace.
And because Jesus was a gift.
My goodness.
Did you earn your salvation?
No.
No. Did you earn the baptism of the Holy Ghost?
No.
How'd you get it?
I got it through grace.
Amen. Grace and faith.
Faith.
Grace faith. And faith. It is by faith so that it might be by grace. At the end, the promise might be sure to all the seed. Amen. Then why on earth do you think you got to earn your money?
My goodness.
No, it's by grace. Amen. 2 Corinthians 8 chapter says so. It's by grace. Let me tell you something else. In Hebrews, second chapter?
Yeah.
Let's read it. I'll tell you, if this don't set you on fire, you would with.
See, we just wanted people to walk in this after they see this broadcast. Let's walk in this.
Verse 9, Hebrews 2:9. We see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. Everybody, every human being. Now, those of us that have received him, have received that grace, the word taste there represents the five physical senses, because the scripture says if you've made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, you've been crucified with him, you've died already. You've done all the dying you're ever going to do. You will never know it when you die. You can't taste it. You can't smell it. You can't feel it. You can't hear it. You'll never know it.
Oh, goodness.
There ain't no use being fearful of death. I mean, it says, right, you just go on down to that 15th verse, and it says, to deliver them who through the fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. There ain't no fear of death left. You can't taste it, you can't feel it, you can't see it, and you can't smell it. I mean, what are you scared of it for? Mm. You'll never know it.
Dear Lord God, man.
Hallelujah. You say, whoa, what happened to me? Man, a few... Whoa.
What's that there?
Hey, that's my ugly body, Lynn. Man, am I glad to get rid of that thing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's get on out of here. Amen. I mean, but see, it went from the pains of death, which he bore on the cross. He bore the pain of spiritual death. That's being separated from God. And if that hadn't happened, his body wouldn't have never died. But he went through that. He went through physical death. He went through mental torment and torture. He tasted death. He tasted it in every form and every way. Went into the pit in the bowels of this earth and suffered there for all sin, all death, all sickness. No man's ever suffered all of it but him. But the scripture said he was manifested in the flesh, but he was made alive in the spirit. In the first chapter of Hebrews, the very words that God spoke again when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he said, let all the angels worship him. God is speaking his word into that hellish place there in the bowels of this earth where he suffered 3 days and 3 nights. And Satan has attacked him, and to annihilate him, every demon in existence was there. The devil was there, all of them there at one time that could torture him with everything they had. But all of a sudden, Bill, something started happening. He who had been made sin, who knew no sin, was made to be sin for us. All of a sudden, these words hit his spirit, and he began to be born again, and he's the first man to ever be born from sin to righteousness. Now, I want you to misunderstand me. I never said he sinned. He was made to be sin. He made himself obedient to death. He took our sin. But, if the devil had known, he'd have never crucified him, the scripture said. Right in the middle of all of that, this born-again man, born again. He ripped a hole in hell that it never got over. I mean, he defeated and stripped all principalities and powers, and all those in the bosom of Abraham saw it. They're watching him through this gulf transcending portal, and they see him defeat all of hell, and he began to... Don't you know David was throwing a fit? Oh, put it on him! Put it on him! And they all got born again.
Now, because of that,
You and I were talking about Psalm 113. Could we go over
there? Oh, we can. Because that's it.
See.
I mean, that's it right there.
My goodness.
Isn't that marvelous?
I'm telling you. Whew. Now, just share what we were kind of talking about here before. We were talking about this bringing this mankind from poverty to all the way up to
God never changes. Mm-hmm. That's what this whole thing was all about. He created this man and crowned him with glory. And Jesus got it back. 100% of it. Mm. Amen. The devil don't own anything. Mm. And look at it. We are redeemed from the curse of poverty. It said, He raises up the poor out of the dust. He lifts the needy out of the dunghill. Why? So that he may set him with princes, even the princes of his people. And that's not talking about heaven, because the next verse says he makes the barren woman to keep house. Mm. That's talking about right here and now. He'll raise you up out of the dunghill, man, and put you in the boardroom.
See, that's why I said favor is a way to the top.
Yes, sir. Amen.
My goodness.
Glory to God. Yeah.
See, this is sometimes, again, people come and maybe they haven't had a glorious past. And when I say that, I mean, they come from a poor family down there on the farm trying to make it and so forth. Maybe a sharecropper, maybe whatever. Just the family didn't have nothing and so forth. But favor comes in and it'll do this right here.
It is not based on your education. It's not based on who your daddy or mama was. Mm. It's not based on any company. It is based on what Jesus did in hell and what God did when he raised him and set him at his own right hand, and we're sitting there with him.
Now, in there, I'm saying for people, certain people, African Americans, people come from a Latin descent and so forth. Well, I can't get promoted there because, you know, they don't like us there.
Boom.
See what I'm saying? Favor is the wave to the top, man.
And we're out of time.
Praise
all glory God. To God. Hey, amen.
That's the end of our fourth lesson in our series, Favor the Way to the Top. Check out the downloads below to print out the quick study guide, powerful scriptures, and a confession to speak over your life. Hurry back, because next time Kenneth and Bill will finish up the final lesson of the series called The Favor of God is Very Important. Think about it. God's favor applies to every part of your life, relationships, business, jobs, and obeying God. We look forward to our next time together. Have a wonderful day, and remember,
Jesus is Lord.